reducing food waste could lower consumer expenses. It could provide additional meals to the hungry and reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. I'm Matt Oldham. Not all of the food produced in this country makes it to the table. And not all of the food that does make it to the table ends up in our stomachs. This is called food loss and waste. Steve Morris is a Natural Resources and Environment Director at GAO, and we're going to talk about the food that we aren't eating, the wasted food. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
Good morning, Matt.
So how much food waste is there?
According to some estimates, about 40% of the food supply goes uneaten. So but putting that in economic terms, that's about $200 billion a year that's spent on growing, processing, and transporting food that is never eaten. Those are both staggering numbers, Matt.
So where does this waste come from, this $200 billion a year that we're not eating?
Well, food waste can occur really all across the food supply chain, from the farmer to the consumer. For an example, you know, at the production and processing stage, there may be some food waste resulting from damage or spoilage. Thinking about it at the retail and consumer level, you may have some waste from folks overbuying food, improper storage. And also, consumers may be confused about what the date labels mean on those food packaging, and they may throw out food as well.
So then what's the federal government's interest in this food waste?
Well, yes, the government has a major interest in addressing food waste because it has significant economic, social, environmental effects. So just to give you an idea, Matt, according to the Department of Agriculture, consumers spend per capita about $400 a year on food that is never eaten. Meanwhile, we have about 40 million Americans who live in households that don't have enough to eat. In addition, you know, we're using acres of land and gallons of water to grow food that's ultimately wasted. You know, as you can see, that not only is that a poor use of resources, but the food waste may end up in landfills, which could contribute to greenhouse gases and further impacts the environment. In 2015, USDA and EPA set out a really ambitious national goal to reduce food waste by half by 2030.
It sounds like up to 40% of our food goes uneaten to the tune of $200 billion a year. It's difficult to tell how much food waste is occurring at the different stages of the food production process. So, Steve, how could these federal agencies reach their 2030 goal of cutting food waste in half?
Yeah, good question, Matt. You know, in our work, we identified some key challenges to addressing food waste and having limited information about where the waste is actually occurring in each stage of that supply chain was one of the issues we identified. And basically what we were saying was, you know, without better data on the amount and causes of food waste, it's really difficult to develop the appropriate policies and solutions to address it.
So does this report have recommendations on how agencies could get better data?
So what we noted here, Matt, is in terms of what the agencies could do, the government's taken some steps really to get a better handle on the food waste issue, why it's occurring, where it's occurring. So, for example, USDA initiated a study to look at food waste on farms and some of the factors that may influence a farmer's decision to maybe plow produce in the field rather than harvest it. EPA, USDA, and FDA, they also developed a comprehensive strategic plan to guide their efforts to reduce food waste. And part of that plan is to increase consumer education. You know, we think these are really important steps. We recommended that the agencies, as they implement their plan, basically work together to agree on roles and responsibilities, do a better job of monitoring and reporting on results, and ensuring that all the relevant stakeholders are included.
So, Steve, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, you know, I'd say food waste, it's really an important issue, and the government is taking it seriously. In terms of, you know, progress, you know, there's been some, but in pursuing that, there's going to be some significant economic, social, environmental benefits. And just to point out a few, you know, reducing food waste could lower consumer expenses. It could provide additional meals to the hungry and reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And so we think by implementing our recommendations, the government's going to be in a lot better position to realize these benefits and also to achieve the nation's goal of reducing food waste by half by 2030.
Steve Morris was talking about a GAO report on the federal government's role in reducing food waste. Thank you for your time, Steve.
Thanks, Matt.
And thank you for listening to The Watchdog Report. To hear more podcasts, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. For more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office, visit us at gao.gov.